does. And just when you thought it couldn't get any more convoluted, oh, it does.
CJLO 1690 AM? Okay, we're done now. That was off of the, and I'm going to quote the press release here, deranged sophomore album from Melted Bodies, who you may have heard on this show before, because if you've listened to the show before, you know I like weird nonsense, and Melted Bodies, well, it fits in there pretty nicely. That was a track called The Hot Dog Contract. So, I mean, it's a pretty normal name for a song, if I'm being honest. But, you know, as we all know, we all have hot dog contracts every day. It's like nothing. I don't even know why they bothered to name it. They might as well just called it Nothing at that point. Anyway, before that, you heard some Sandvice. Well, before you get that, you heard some commercials. Then you heard some Sandvice before that with a track called Wait and See off of Standing in the Fire. And before that, some Deserts of Mars started everything off with Dead Planet off of their album Dead Planet Express. And, yeah, it's not really too much for me to talk about here. I got to try and cram in a lot of music because you're going to be hearing me talk later in the show with an interview with Mike from Born Broken because... I wanted to do it, and he wanted to do it, so we just did. It's a good interview. I don't know what we're to say. I don't want to spoil anything for you, because I know how everyone hates spoilers now. You know, that's what everyone says all the time. No spoilers is what they tell me all the time, and so I don't spoil anything by talking about the interview that I did, except to mention that the interview is coming up, so please stay tuned to the second hour of the show. Actually, if you've listened to the show at all, you know that what I do is I try to sneak it in at the end of the first hour. And this one's a fairly long one. Like, I know last week I fit two interviews into a show. This week is only one. I mean, I probably could have fit another one in there, but I don't have another short one. Anyway, the point is, it's a good interview. It's a long interview. It's an insightful interview. You'll get to hear a lot of Born Broken tracks during the course of that interview. So, it looks like you really have a win coming up here for you. That's all I'm saying. Speaking of wins, you know what else can help to show that you're a big winner? Like a super winner that'll make all of the people of various genders find you to be very attractive? Like everyone will come up to you and be like, hey, you are very attractive, and you can respond to them however you like. But they will come up to you. That's how this is going to work. You'll have to do no work at all. And I know some of you right now are saying, don't even talk about my life, Andrew. I feel very seen by you talking about this. And I know. I, too, am a bronzed deuce of a man, statuesque in my beauty. And people come up to me all the time and say, hey, my God, you are an attractive, attractive person. And then they turn to stone because of how attractive I am. That's how Medusa works, right? I'm pretty sure that's how Medusa works. Not that the person would be so ugly that someone turns to stone. That's crazy. That's not it. It's so attractive that they turn to stone. That's what it is. Sure. Let's go with that. But anyway, if you want that to happen to you, people to come up to you and talk about how attractive you are, perhaps what you need is some new apparel. And if I might recommend a place that will give you the most riz, oof, that was unpleasant for me to do. Let me try that again. The thing that will give you the most attention from whoever you would like it from, or nobody, is to go to cjlofundingdrive.com. And you can pick up all kinds of things. Merch, including, I think there's hats. I think there's definitely shirts, for sure. There's shirts. And I mean, that's kind of all you need, really. Just put on a shirt and that's kind of it. That's what you get arrested for if you don't go out with a shirt on, right? I'm pretty sure. I'm not asking for a friend. I definitely know human customs and things, right? Yes, of course. I do. Yeah. But you can get shirts, hats. You can get stickers. You can get our new magazine, printed magazine. You can get all kinds of things. CJLFundingDrive.com. You can even get, because we're so good and we care about your financial future as well as your attractiveness future right now, you could even get a tax receipt if you wanted to. And all of these come with raffle tickets. Yeah, I don't know if you'll actually get a physical ticket. So I don't know if when it's online, it's still considered a raffle ticket. I guess like a raffle draw. Sure. No, but the draw is what you do for the things. Terminology aside, let's just go with tickets, okay? So you'll be able to get raffle tickets to win all kinds of prizes, which you can find out what they are at cjlofundingdrive.com. I don't know if I mentioned the website or not, cjlofundingdrive.com, but you can go there, or you can go to cjlo.com/donate, whatever strikes your fancy, whichever one of those is easier for you to remember. That's either cjlofundingdrive.com or cjlo.com/donate. Either one of those. You know what? Why don't you get in the comments of this radio show live right now and tell me which one you remember better? How about that? Does that sound good? Sounds great. I know you're actually doing that because that's what you do with radio. You go and you leave comments and likes and subscribes. I'm on the correct medium to do that on. I'm smart and I know what's going on. Anyway, you know what? Now that I've gone and convinced you very readily to go and get stuff at cjlofundingdrive.com or cjlo.com/donate in order to help your attractiveness and financial viability out on the, I don't know, what are we going to call it? Outside world, outside market. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you want to refer to it as, the outside place of your home. Let's get into some disgusting, filthy, heavy metal. Not like, I know what you might be thinking by somebody saying that, and I'm about to play some like Motley Crue and things, but that's not what I meant. What I meant is like disgustingly heavy metal. And now I know you're thinking of like Twisted Sister because, you know, like the makeup was bad and everything, but no. Focus. Why are you not focusing? We're going to play some heavy stuff for you now. I'm going to start though, I'm going to try and ramp you in, right? Because we just got done with Melted Bodies. I've been talking, and now let's ramp into some Wayngrow. From over in Vancouver, some Wayngrow, they have a new EP called Sports. I'm going to play, I think it's Broem? I don't know, actually, how to pronounce this. It's B-R-O-U-G-H-A-M. So that might be a sports thing. I do know sports, but, you know, I'm going to let you figure it out on your own. You go Google it yourself, because, you know, I can't tell you everything. Even though I do know everything. Not saying just saying. And then we'll play some Anna Pest after that. You see, we're starting to ramp up. Pretty high ramp, actually. We're going to play you a track off of You and Me at the End of the Fucking World called Corpse Fuckers Anonymous. And then after that, I'll play some Insurrection for you, some homegrown Quebecois, just disgusting metal. I'm going to play Nemesis off of Obsolescence, and then we'll see where we go from there. Maybe I'll abruptly change it. Maybe I won't. We'll see. So keep it locked. Go to cjlofundingdrive.com or cjlo.com/donate, either one of those. Tell me which one you like better in the comments, and here's some Wangra for you. So stay tuned for more stuff, and then a Born Broken interview coming up after that. So stay tuned. Or if you do go away, make sure you immediately come back. All right, okay, bye. We'll be right back.
Thank you.